Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in certain relationships? Like there's this unspoken pressure to always get it right or tiptoe around feelings? You know that feeling when words seem to get lost in translation, and suddenly you're both staring into the abyss of misunderstanding? Well, my friends, today we're tackling a superpower that can transform your relationships: emotional intelligence. Think of it as the ultimate GPS for navigating the complex world of human connection. It's about understanding not just your own emotions, but also those swirling around you. This isn't some touchy-feely hippie thing. This is practical wisdom that can lead to deeper, more meaningful connections with everyone in your life: family, friends, colleagues, even that barista who always remembers your latte order. They deserve some love too. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll level up your emotional intelligence game. First, self-awareness is king. It's about knowing your own emotional triggers, those things that send you spiraling into a vortex of frustration or anxiety. Are you a need space when stressed person, or do you tend to become a chatty Cathy when feeling overwhelmed? Figure out your patterns, because awareness is the first step to managing those emotions effectively. Second, empathy. It's not just about saying, "I understand." It's about truly stepping into another person's shoes and trying to see the world from their perspective. Imagine you're walking a mile in their moccasins, literally. What are they going through? What are their unspoken needs? This can be as simple as listening attentively, asking thoughtful questions, and validating their feelings even if you don't necessarily agree with them. Remember, everyone's story is unique, so approach each interaction with genuine curiosity. Third, communication is key, but not just any communication. It's about being clear, concise, and respectful in expressing your thoughts and feelings. Avoid blaming language or assumptions. Instead, use I statements to take ownership of your emotions. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "When you say that, I feel." This fosters a more open and honest dialogue. Fourth, emotional regulation. This is where the magic happens. It's about developing the ability to manage your emotional responses in challenging situations. Take a deep breath, count to 10, or engage in a calming activity. Whatever works for you to stay grounded and avoid reacting impulsively. Finally, self-reflection. It's like hitting the pause button on your life and taking stock of how you're doing. Journaling, meditation, or simply taking some quiet time can help you process your emotions, identify patterns, and learn from your experiences. Remember, emotional intelligence is a lifelong journey, not a destination. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss throws you a curveball, a last-minute project that throws everything off schedule. Your initial reaction? Stress. Your mind starts racing with thoughts about deadlines, extra hours, and how everyone is going to be annoyed. But wait, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of stress, and remind yourself that panicking won't solve anything. Instead, you calmly ask your boss for clarification, prioritize tasks, and create a manageable plan. See? Emotional intelligence in action. You didn't let those emotions control you. You navigated them with grace and composure. That's the power of self-awareness, empathy, communication, regulation, and reflection working together. So, my friends, take this episode to heart. Think about your relationships. How can you apply these principles to create deeper connections? Start small, be patient with yourself, and remember, emotional intelligence is an investment that pays dividends in every aspect of your life. Ready to level up your relationships? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode on social media using hashtag #CalmOverChaos. Let's spark a conversation. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep calm, stay connected, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.